Well, Bill Shapiro has been thinking and talking about popular music for a very long time, and one of his all-time favorite artists is sitting right here with us. His name is Sam Baker, and he performs Friday night at the historic Folly Theater in downtown Kansas City. It's all part of Bill's Cypress Avenue Live series, and Bill, welcome back. You know you're always welcome to be here, Bill.
It's always my pleasure to work with you, my friend.
And Sam Baker's also here. What a thrill to have you here in the studio. I've seen you so many times.
Good morning, Steve.
You're
How
sitting
are you?
Right in front of me. This
it is so fun. Thank you for doing this.
You bet. Bill, you gush about Sam Baker. How come?
Well, because he's one of the warmest, most decent human beings I've ever met.
Yeah.
And because he's an undiscovered talent who everybody needs to hear.
Absolutely. And Sam, you keep coming back and coming back to Kansas City over and over again. You're practically a citizen now.
I love Kansas City.
What brings you back so often besides Bill Shapiro?
My dear friend Bill Shapiro, a friend I have now, lots of wonderful friends here. I love the museum. The Kemper, the Nelson, it's all so beautiful. The neighborhoods are beautiful. We're staying in a place that's almost dreamlike. I'm here with my dear friend Carrie Lynn Elkin, and we have walked the neighborhoods to get some of the best coffee in the world this morning. And now we're here with our dear friend Bill Shapiro. And let me just say, someone is doing a documentary on Bill Shapiro. Did you know that?
I did not. I heard that cameras are going to be in the Folly Theater on Friday night.
They're filming me, but they're there really to film Bill Shapiro.
What's that all about, William? Tell me about that.
It's a local documentary source that does profiles of people they think are interesting. Somehow they found me, and I agreed to do it because I got two grandsons that I'd like to leave that for.
Well, that sounds pretty good. So there'll be cameras in the Folly Theater on Friday night.
There will be cameras for me, but there'll also be cameras for the concert. This concert is being covered and videotaped, and the plan is for Sam Baker to do his first national live release in the form of Sam Baker Live at the Folly Theater.
Well, it's going to be called, actually, A Night at the Folly.
A Night at the Folly. All right.
There you go. And you're here, Sam. You know, the Royals have won the big celebration yesterday. The weather's perfect, and life couldn't be any better with Sam Baker
I have never been in a city so filled with joy.
No kidding.
No kidding. We flew in. We came in from Manchester, England, flew in and landed in Chicago, and neither of us knew because we'd been out of the loop. And we landed, and Carrie said, "The Royals won." And who did I call?
There you go.
From the airport.
There you go.
It was just his answering machine, and all I said was, "It's been a long time coming."
Yes, he did.
And it has been a long time coming,
Mr.
Royal season ticket holder.
You
have suffered as much as anybody has, Bill.
I have been a season ticket holder out there for more than 30 years. I'm a baseball fan.
How would you do? You must be a heck of a baseball fan, Bill, to suffer through all those years.
Yeah.
Well, Sam, you came prepared to play us a tune here, so I want to introduce Carrie Elkin. You've already mentioned her here, who was just on tour with you in Europe. And Carrie, welcome. So nice to have you, too.
Thank you. It's great to be here. Really, it is. It's
good. What did you bring to play with us?
Well,
today?
Shockingly enough, we're going to open with a song called Baseball.
Oh, there we go. There you go. I know this song. Hey, they're getting up and they're getting ready to go. Sam Baker, Carrie Elkin here, live from Up to Date.
There are soldiers in the way of harm. A girl holds a baby in a blanket in her arms. There's a man with a flag he leaves for work. A woman pulls a thread from the hem of her skirt. Another Saturday comes and goes. There's another south wind. Comes and blows another baseball field. Another pop fly. Another bunch of boys has another blue sky. Boys laugh, boys play. There is a kid at bat, a kid on first. There's a mother in the stand, she's dying of thirst. A father brings a Coke. There's a swing, there's a miss. A father brings a Coke. A father, he gets a kiss. Day comes and goes, there's another south wind. Comes and blows another baseball field. Another pop fire, another bunch of boys. There's another blue sky. Boys laugh, boys play. Thank you. Another baseball field, another pop fly. There's another bunch of boys, another blue sky. Boys laugh, boys play. There are soldiers in the way of harm. A girl holds a baby in a blanket in her arms. There's a man with a flag leaves for work. A woman pulls a thread from the hem of her skirt. Another Saturday comes and goes. There's another south wind comes and blows. Another baseball field, another pop fly, another bunch of boys. There's another blue sky. Boys laugh, boys play. Boys laugh, boys play. There are soldiers that are in the way of harm.
Sam Baker, Carrie Elkin, live here on Up to Date from our studios here. They perform at 8 o'clock Friday night at the Folly Theater. And Bill Shapiro, sometimes people ask why you want to host a show every single day of the week. And it's moments like this that I'll remember for a very long time. What a terrific song. I love that song. I've heard that. I've heard both of them do that any number of times. What a terrific tune.
They are. He writes nothing but terrific tunes. This guy needs to be heard. Yes. He really does.
You know, Sam, I know you've told this story a lot, but the fact that you're even here with us today is something of a miracle in and of itself. Take us back to 1986 and Peru and the train and what happened to you on that day.
I got in the middle of somebody else's war. I was in South America. And it was on a train to Machu Picchu, and someone had put a bomb on the luggage rack above where a grouping of us were sitting. I was sitting by a German boy, his mother and father. The bomb.
You were facing each other in four
seats,
right?
Yeah, two people faced two people. The boy was beside me. I was by the aisle. His mother was across from him and his father across from me. The bomb was above her head. So it was dynamite stolen from a mining camp. I talked to the boy. The bomb went off. And it killed all three of them, the mother and father, very fast, and it killed the boy much slower. I had a cut artery, blew my hand up, which is why I play left-handed guitar, and I blew my ears in, so I don't hear very well. And Steve, I'm not sure yet why I lived through that night. I should not have. By sunrise the next day, I should have been dead.
You know, Bill, you sort of wonder how Sam manages to make this work. You know, it's the raspy voice. He plays guitar left-handed. He's the self-proclaimed worst guitarist who ever stood on a public stage. And here he is, you know, having you bring him back year after year and blowing the place away.
Listen, you've heard the story. You've heard the man. You've heard the songs.
Yeah.
I've met a lot of people in my life. Sam is unique. There is a special quality about this guy that needs to be shared, and it's my joy to be able to share it.
Yeah. You know, it's the ringing in your head that bothered you for so long. Is it still
an issue? Yeah, it's the loudest thing I'll hear today. I have a polytone. It's called tinnitus or tinnitus. It's a polytone. It's like the old TVs. When they signed off, they would have that loud thing. It's like that in polytones without any sort of reference to each other. They float at that level. Sometimes it's a lot louder. Sometimes it's less. That's the only thing, Steve, I thought that I would damage myself over. Everything else, the renal failure, gangrene, brain damage, you know, it was dirty and it was stinky, and recovery is hard and boring and full of pain meds and booze, and that's another route to not take, let me tell you, because I took it. But the ringing, the thing that I could never leave, that was one thing I thought, I just can't get through it.
Pretty tough for a musician, Sam, to have to
I wasn't
deal with
a musician.
Stuff like that. You weren't then, but you are
now.
Today. Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure I'd claim it right now. I mean, I wouldn't claim being a singer either. I wouldn't claim being a singer or a musician, either one.
So after you go through something that traumatic, how did you make your way into the world of music?
Well, I tried to write out what it was to get blown up, and I couldn't do it. I would write these thousands of word things. And then I had a song where one day while I was obsessively writing out, then the boy died, a melody came and the line came, I'm sitting on the train to Machu Picchu, the passenger car explodes. And once I had that line, which is Hemingway's one true line, once I had that, then I could write the next line, and that juncture was where I became a writer. Mm-hmm. Once I had the one line and the melody, I had the melody that was, that was the melody and the line, and at that point I was able to explain to people, at least my impression. It was still, it still took a ways to understand what it is to live and to have everybody else shredded.
Mm-hmm.
That's still a day-to-day process.
Wow. But at what point in your life did you decide to become a singer and a songwriter?
I didn't. I decided to do one piece of art, and that was Mercy.
The first album.
In 2004, I was building apartments, and I wanted to. I felt compelled to say one thing, and that was what it was like to get blown up, what it was like to have people come in and really try to the goodness of people, which was a song right after a song called Steel, and then at the end a long, beautiful piece of music that I used as beauty as a symbol of really goodness and the ecstasy of being alive.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the things after I got through the dark periods, just us being alive today in whatever condition, suffering good, whatever, is ecstasy. We are on the knife edge of life, and to be alive is the greatest gift that there is.
Amen.
And you get the sense, Bill, that Sam sort of lives that creed sort of every day. At least I've heard you, that's a sense I've gotten from the way you've talked about him.
He does. He's unique. There is a warmth about this man. There's a joy of living in Sam that just carries over to his art and to the way he communicates. And if you've never seen him in concert, you're missing an opportunity.
After that, and having damage to your right hand, you decided to come back and play guitar. I mean, what was the thought process that made you think?
Steve,
you could
I didn't
do
that? Have a thought process. It was if it was as if I had to do it, and it didn't matter what the obstacle was. It wasn't an obstacle. It was just something that had to be done. It was like if you're gonna walk to Lawrence, well then you walk to Lawrence. You just take that first step, and then what do you do after that? Well, you take the next step. So the guitar sounded bad for a long time, and I still don't play well. But but it's enough to get a foundation, I think, for what I've been given to say, and that's really what it is. A channel opens up. I'm given something to say, and I try to do it with a craftsman's like approach, and also open enough to say, this is what's been given to me. Let me give it to the world the best way I can.
Wow. You have something else you can play for us?
Yeah, you want to do Steel? I may do Steel.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think we had some other stuff, but I'm going to do that song, the song that first came and then that made me really reduce a horrific moment to something that I could understand. And
right.
I think it's moved out so that other people can understand it a little bit more, too.
That sounds good. Sam Baker, Carrie Elkin, again, they perform on Friday evening at 8 o'clock at the Folly Theater downtown. Tickets, Bill Shapiro, go to follytheater.org.
O-R-G. Or 816-474-4444. Make the call.
You got that number memorized, don't you?
Oh, yeah. It's a toughie.
It's a toughie. Sam Baker.
Steve, I'm going to do a song called Steel, which Carrie Lynn's going to sit this one out. This one... I generally do myself, and this is the one that where I got that one true line. It was a dark. I had a number of dark days that I filled with things that I felt like was making things easier, but it wasn't. It was leading me in a path that was very dark. booze pills, all that stuff. It's a false. I felt like it was necessary, but it was a false path. I'm sitting on the train to Machu Picchu. The passenger car explodes. There's not enough time to say goodbye. There's not enough time to know what's gone wrong. God have mercy, I believe my heart has failed. Smoke rises through a hole in the roof. The dead say farewell. I swear, doctor, don't you have anything like morphine for this pain? I swear, Jesus, take me now. I do believe I'm about to go insane. Looking back at the world as one who is leaving in a dream, come right out of hell. Smoke rises through a hole in the roof. The dead say fare thee well. No one is just an observer. The same bell tolls for the served and the server, for the strong, the weak, the weary, and the brave. Everybody ride come judgment day, cause trains explode, steel flies, then the sisters ring the Catholic bells. Smoke rises through a hole in the roof. The dead say fare thee well. Sitting on the train to Machu Picchu, the passenger car explodes. There's not enough time to say goodbye. There's not enough time to know what's gone wrong. God have mercy, I believe my heart has failed. Smoke rises through a hole in the roof. The dead say fare thee well. Smoke rises through the hole in the roof. The dead say fare thee well.
That's Sam Baker. He performs again 8 o'clock Friday evening, this coming Friday evening at the Folly Theater. You know, Sam, there was a... you got some attention from a British disc jockey by the name of Bob Harris.
Bob Harris.
Who came along at some point, very pivotal point in your career. What happened?
I had recorded Mercy. Walt Wilkins and Tim Lorsch out of Nashville took that on as a project, and it was a beautiful record, and I didn't know what I was doing. I'd recorded, and it sounded awful. I sounded like somebody was trying to run a weed eater and a lawn tractor at the same time. And it was a pretty desperate thing. But they heard something and produced it beautifully. And I manufactured, I don't know, a few hundred copies, not many, and then went to work, back to building apartments. Because, to be honest, when we got it manufactured, nothing happened. The world didn't change. There was no light that came down. There was not a shower of rose petals. Somehow, a dear friend of mine, Gerf Morlix, handed a copy to Bob Harris in London.
And he was a big-time DJ over there.
He's a big-time DJ, and he became, like Mr. Shapiro here, he became a big fan and began spinning it. And I'd had it online, and I was selling one copy every 120, every 150 days. And then one day, all 12 copies that I had for sale were gone. And I thought, oh, my God, we've had a computer malfunction. And it has shown. But it turns out, no, Bob Harris had begun to play it. And that started because soon after that, someone asked me to come over and play over there.
Mm-hmm. And Europe has become a big stomping ground
just
for
come
you.
Out
just
of Europe,
came back.
And it's been lovely.
Where were you over there?
We were in Holland and in England. Holland, the UK, all of the UK has been wonderful. Scotland, the Ireland, Northern Ireland, the Republic of Ireland, Holland has been wonderful. It's just it's a miracle.
Just been bouncing around all over
been
the
bouncing
place.
Around.
Are you better known over there than you are over here?
Yes.
Save for Kansas City and Bill Shapiro.
Save for Kansas City and Bill Shapiro.
It's a little easier because you can, fit the UK inside of Texas however many times. Many times.
Correct.
So
correct.
It's a smaller country.
It's a smaller place. But saying that, yeah, that's exactly right. But except in Kansas City.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carrie, how did you and Sam get to know each other? How did you get into this?
Yeah.
Get dragged into this whole thing?
it's sort of a long story, but I'm a singer-songwriter as well. That's how I make my living, and so and performer. And so these two ladies in Austin saw the two of us perform at separate times and decided they wanted to promote a show for us together. So these sisters.
You did one here in Kansas City a little while back.
I did.
Carrie has not played with me in Kansas City. We did.
We did one show in Kansas City.
But not at the Folly.
Not at the Folly, yeah, different. Okay.
At the Folly was our Raina dear Rose. Friend Raina Rose. Right. I was on tour. Right. So I think I was in Europe, actually, when that happened. And so anyway, these two sisters decided to book a show of the two of us together. And we didn't know each other at that point, and that was 7 or 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. And then from then, it just sort of organically happened. We were singing together, and then we've made now more of a show of it. We've done some. This last tour in Europe was called Love Songs and Duets, and we did a bunch of duets and love songs.
Yeah.
Okay. It was great. It was a lot of fun. And so, and then Sam was my wedding officiant with my husband. So, you know, he's. He's like family, so it's a joy to be on tour.
You were
with
the officiant.
I was.
He went online.
You can get online to get ordained. Did you know that, Stephen?
Well, I've read that somewhere, but you apparently did that.
I did do that.
If you can only imagine what the ceremony was like.
It was very beautiful.
How about one more? One more. You can do it.
Yeah, let's do one more
as we wrap this up.
Okay, that's wonderful.
We're going to do one song, Steve, and all it says is, "Get home safe." It's a very short. It's a minute five.
I've heard this one, too.
And it's, thank you so much, Bill Shapiro. It is an honor and a privilege to see you and be in your presence every time.
Right back at you, my friend. Right back at you.
Go in peace. Go in kindness. Go in love, go in faith, leave the day behind us, day is done, go in grace,
let us go into the dark, not afraid. Some good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Let us hope by some good pleasure safely to arrive at home.
Baker, Carrie Elkin, they'll be at the Folly Theater 8 o'clock Friday evening. What a pleasure to have them here. I'll look forward to seeing them that evening. Tickets go to the Folly Theater website or 816-BILL-474-4444. Okay.